first visit to JB. It's nice to see so much enthusiasm here. Yeah, please come forward. It's nice to hear that you're number 6 in Malaysia. Very nice. And now you're trying to be number 3. That's good. And maybe eventually number 1. So we're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Very important verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So reading from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 18, text number 68. Now you guys here in front, you're going to have to listen. You can't talk. Okay?
Excuse me.
For my,
we have a children program. So
we
can
hold
the children
Yaidang padamanguyam magbhakti sabhasyati bhakti mayam param kritva mami vaisya sangsayaha. Krishna says, for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. Purport. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Lajjana Vasmai Shri Gurave Nama Mukham Prodavachalang Pangun Manghayate Green Yatripataraham Bande Shigurum Minakarna Vanchakapati Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanevya Vaishnave Vyo Namunama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Svasti Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 So here, Krishna, he says that this Bhagavad Gita that is being spoken by Krishna is a supreme secret. Now one might ask, how is it a supreme secret since it's being distributed all over the world now? Millions of books are being distributed all over the world. So one might ask, how is it a secret? It's a secret in the sense that even though many people have read Bhagavad Gita, even many times, still it remains a secret for them. For instance, we've all heard many times that we're not the body, right? But how many of us realize that we're not the body? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. So, in this sense, it's a secret. To actually realize the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, very difficult. Therefore, it's a secret. But what we're giving, just that ABCs, that they're not the body, that people are not the body, they're the soul within. Nobody else is giving that knowledge. Isn't it? Nobody else. Just that simple point that we're not the body, that we're the soul within. Actually, not only that we're not the body, that we're the soul within, but this, that the body is actually dead. The body you're looking at right now is actually dead. But it appears to be alive because I, the soul, am within the body. It's like you've seen these puppeteers. You know, they have their hand in the puppet costume and they're doing their play acting. And the little children, they actually think that it's alive. You know, 2-year-old children, he's speaking and he's doing this dramatical performance. But then he takes his hand out of the costume and they say, oh, it's dead. So this body's a costume. And because we, the soul, are in the body, we're moving around. We're walking, we're talking, we're working, we're doing something. But as soon as we, the soul, leave the body, just like that mannequin, or just like that costume, the puppeteer, it becomes, that costume is just dead matter. So this body is just dead matter. That's what it is. We're the soul within. So just as little ABCs, nobody else is giving on the planet. Just the beginning. Therefore, this book distribution is so important. To help people understand reality. That we're not the body. It's just a costume. We're the soul, we're part and parcel of Krishna. And this service to Krishna, this is the highest goal of life. Sorry, I have a little throat break here. So people don't understand their spiritual nature, and many people aren't interested. The Tevadhu Sparta Katinghi Vishnu Dirasyaye Bahiratamaya. And people do not know that their real interest in life is to understand their spiritual nature and to understand the nature of God. But what are they interested in? They're interested in sense gratification. Right? This is the main interest in people throughout the world. But actually, it's a waste of time because they're putting all their interest in dead matter. Dead body. A waste of time. And they don't know that they're going to continue. When the body dies, they're going to continue. And because they committed so many sinful activities, they have to get so many reactions. When Parikshit Maharaj heard about the future of sinful people, Sukadeva Goswami was telling him about the hellish planets. So he is a very compassionate devotee. King. Compassionate king. You don't very often see those. Right? So he asked, how can they avoid going to hell? This is the nature of a compassionate devotee. You see people committing so many sinful activities and they know they're going to get big reactions. So the devotee thinks, how can I help them? So this is the compassion of a devotee. It's very important that we be compassionate. Of course, this is a very exalted quality. There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's my favorite verse, which explains the consciousness of a devotee. And actually, if you have these four qualities explained in this verse, then you'll have great determination to distribute books. And your consciousness will be in the right frame of mind. Bhikshaya karunaya might judge Chila Jandashu. Samad Vaina Tisarvadma Bhagavan Sampasidati. This is spoken by Swayambhu Manu, one of the Mahajans. He says, if one approaches people with tolerance, with compassion, in a friendly way, and with equality, then one very quickly pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So when we're distributing books, you have to be tolerant, right? Get rejection. And people aren't interested. So you have to be tolerant. Sometimes even people will make some abusive remark. So Lord Chaitanya, he said, Tanada Pisuni Chaina, Tura Pisahisna, Manina Manadena, Kirtanya Sadhana. And Krishnadas Kaviraj says, this verse should be worn around one's neck, strung by the holy name. To think oneself lower than the strongest tree, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of falsity, ready to offer all respect to others without desire and respect for oneself. So this is very important. Tolerance. If we're tolerant, then we can be compassionate. If we're not tolerant, it's not possible to be compassionate. Because we're disturbed in mind. If you're disturbed at mind, it's not possible to be compassionate. And then one can be friendly. Actually, no, this is Pradikshakurya. Maitra Chikila Jandasu Samadvina. Actually, first he has to be there's tolerance, then friendliness, then compassion. First he has to be friendly, then compassion, then equality.
Tolerance.
Friendly. Compassion, and then equality. Equality. Equality.
Equality.
Equality. Yeah. Prabhupada gives the example in one purport. He says, just like the moon. The moon is spreading its cooling rays on everyone, even the chandalas, and the yavanas, lowest class people. So a devotee is like that. He shows compassion towards everyone, like the moon. So this is also very important. So people are more interested in sense gratification than anything else. Therefore, that's another reason it's a bit of a challenge for us to distribute books. People are interested in getting a lot of money, right? Money is the main religion on the planet right now. Get as much as you can. Then they think they'll be happy. You can't buy happiness. And sense gratification. With money, then they get sense gratification. Oh, one rule is that if any phones ring during class, you have to go and sell a Bhagavad Gita tomorrow. Okay, you understand the rule? Your phone goes off, you have to go out and sell a Bhagavad Gita tomorrow. So that's the fine. You know, Prabhupada he gave a story of a pious family in India. And the lady was very devotional. And she told all the workers that if you don't go to Mangalarti, then you have to pay a fine. So Prabhupada liked that. He said, if you don't go to Mangalarti, you have to pay a fine, and that fine is you have to go out and sell a Krishna book. The Prabhupada liked it, so it's bona fide. So people's interest is in sense gratification, unfortunately. But they don't know that real sense gratification is in trying to satisfy the senses of Krishna. That's what gives pleasure to the soul. Just like people that go out to the discotheques. They have discotheques here? Yeah. You know, discotheque. You understand discotheque? No. That's where they go to the club and they dance.
Discotheque.
Wrong pronunciation. So they're dancing and they're trying to have a good time, but actually the soul is crying. It's painful. And therefore people are frustrated. They leave frustrated. When you dance before the deities for the pleasure of Krishna, satisfying Krishna's senses, then the soul is also dancing. That's the difference. If we try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, we become satisfied. Our senses become satisfied. We try to please Krishna, we become pleased. So people don't know about this. Ignorance. I'll give you an example. Just like imagine there's a man. He's walking through the forest. He's walking through the forest and he falls into a well. And as he's falling, he catches on to a root. The root is going from one side of the well, dry well, to the other. And he's thinking, oh, good thing this root is here. Otherwise, oh, big problem. So he's hanging there, he looks down, and he sees there's black snakes, deadly snakes down there. And he's thinking, whoa, really good thing this root is here. So then he's hanging there a couple minutes, and he hears a roar. There's a tiger looking down the well, and he's roaring. And then he's thinking, well, it's a good thing I'm not up there too, you know? Very awkward situation. So he's hanging there thinking, man, how'd I get myself in this? And then after a minute or so, then he hears some chewing on one of the roots. There's a black rat chewing on one of the roots. And now he's thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. What's happening? And then just 30 seconds later, there's another rat, a white rat chewing on the other root. And he's thinking, my God, this is very inauspicious. So the black rat is compared to night. Yeah. Night. The black rat is compared to night. The white rat is day. So he's hanging there. So as he's hanging there, then he hears a drop on his head. 5 seconds later, he feels another drop. And he looks up, and there's a honeycomb in a tree, and the honey is dropping. Yeah? So then he looks back, and he puts his tongue out, and he's getting the drops. Yeah? And then he thinks, life isn't so bad after all. So this is material life. Yeah. Death is coming. Right. But they get a little sense of gratification and they think life is okay. This is Maya. So the black snakes below, this is compared to the threefold miseries of material existence. Everybody's suffering. Doesn't matter how rich you are, how wealthy, how beautiful you are, how intelligent you are. Everybody's suffering. These threefold miseries. And the tiger is compared to death. Death. The tiger is death. Everybody has to face death. Can't avoid it. Death and taxes. You can't avoid death and taxes. Right? And then the sense gratification compared to that little drops.
Honey.
Yeah, the honey. So everybody wants unlimited happiness. Right? Nobody wants limited happiness. But that's all you find in this world. It appears it's actually Maya Sukhaya. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, he says, Naivod Vijay Paradiratraya Vaitranya Kud Virya Gaina Mahamrita Magya Chitta So Chaitato Vipachaita Sindhyata Maya Sukhaya Purampur Pato Bhurna. He says, I have no problem. knowing sight. Because wherever I go, I'm hearing your glories and pastimes. But there is one problem, and that is all these souls in this world are suffering, trying to enjoy this Maya Sukhaya, illusory happiness. So this is the main problem. So Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't have any problems. Because like devotees don't have any problems. Krishna takes care of you. No anxiety. It's kind of mystical. Devotees, they don't have any problems. You know, just like in America, maybe here also, you have this financial crisis. Yeah. You had that financial crisis here. World, global. But in America, devotees do. So Krishna's helping. I'll tell you an amazing story in this regard. There was some devotees in San Francisco in the early days, 67. In 1967, our movement was very poor. Not like now, so much opulence. San Francisco, they were paying the daily or the monthly rent, but every month they didn't know where the money would come. Somehow it was coming. But there was one month where they were short quite a few $100s. They were short about $400 or $500. And they had to pay it the next day. They didn't know. How they're going to pay. So Shyama Sundar, you might have heard, and his wife, Malati, they were walking down the street towards the temple one morning, the morning before they had to pay. And $100 bills were falling from the sky. Yeah. And they were picking up $100 bills, true story, from the ground. And they collected enough to pay the rent and a little bit more. And they're like, thanks a lot, Krishna. Yeah. So devotees don't have a problem. Their only problem is people are suffering. And we want to solve that problem. So by this book distribution, people are becoming relieved of their suffering. So many of us are suffering the miseries of material existence. Yeah. Yes, any of you are suffering a little bit? Yeah. Yeah.
Now we are selling books to some devotees, okay, non-Vaishnavas, because we are targeting the general public. We can see them only once in a while. For example, only when we are going to their place or they are coming to a temple, we can see them. Mm-hmm. We are selling some books to them. How is the, if they are not reading or not proceeding further, like when they buy a book, they should read. We also call them to the center for discourse or this thing, but they decline to come. But they buy because we manage to sell, distribute something. What happens? Because if they buy and keep it idle, it's of no use. Even whatever we do,
it's not of no use. Because sometimes people get a book and they don't read it for 20 years. And then they read it. So we don't know. Our business is to get the books in the people's hands. And then Krishna takes care. We don't know. We try our best to get people to take the book. Try to encourage them to read the book, of course. But we can't force them, right? We can't put their face in front of the book, listen, read. You know? Read. Can't do that. It'd be nice if we force them, but we can't force them. There's a saying that a person forced against his will is of the same opinion still. So we can't force the people. We can encourage them in a nice way. And be a good example ourselves. This kind of encourages also. We can pray for them also. Pray for them to read the book. But it's in Krishna's hands, between, you know, Krishna and the super soul. Yeah. But there's so many examples. There was one teenager boy in America. He had some desire to understand God. maybe 18 years old, 17 years old. So he went to his mother and said, "Mom, you know, I'm trying to understand something about God. Do you have any ideas?" And she said, "Well, have you read the Bible?" He said, "Yeah, but I didn't get much out of it." She said, "Well, you know what? Actually," she started thinking, "you know, I got this book about 20 years ago that you might find interesting. It was called Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So he read that book, and he was so impressed that he became a devotee. He's still a devotee. So 20 years, 20 years it waited. These are books are called Transcendental Time Bombs. Just waiting. Tick, tick, tick,
tick.
Transcendental Time Bomb. You never know when it's going to take off in someone's heart. You know?
Much bigger than an atomic bomb.
Yeah. Destroys the ignorance. So many examples of books that were just in people's shelves, waiting, waiting, waiting. And then someone reads and takes a book. So that's our business. Just get the books in the people's hands. And they benefit. Prabhupada said even they touch a book. Even they don't read the book. They touch the book, they benefit. Prabhupada said they look at the book and they if they think, "Oh, it's such a nice book," they make advancement. Already. They touch it, they appreciate it. What to speak if they read the book? Right? What to speak if they appreciate it and actually start following the instructions. So there's no loss. Even if you go out and distribute books and no one takes a book, still you benefit. Because amazing pastime in the Mahabharata, Krishna, when he went to go and he was going to convince Duryodhana to give what was due to the Pandavas to them, just, you know, give what they deserve to them. You know, let's avoid the war. So Krishna, he was the original mediator. He was trying to do the mediation program, you know, just make things peaceful, you know, give them what they, you know, deserve, and you get what you deserve, and let's just avoid the war. You know, sometimes people criticize, why is Krishna encouraging Arjuna? Actually, Krishna tried to avoid the war. But Duryodhana, he wasn't interested. So before he went to Duryodhana to try to convince him, he visited Vidura. And he explained to Vidura, you know, Vidura is a great devotee of Krishna, he explained to him that he was going to go to Duryodhana and try to avoid the war, get the Pandavas their land. So Vidura said, "Oh Krishna, don't, please don't go. Because Duryodhana, he's not going to listen to you. He's very envious, he's very attached, and he's very offensive. He'll probably offend you." So then Krishna said to Vidura, he said, "The wise have said that if anybody goes out of their way to perform a virtuous activity, even if he's not successful, he still receives the merit." That's the words of Krishna. So even if you go out to distribute books, no one takes a book, still you receive the merit. The merit. You understand? Merit? You get the result. You still get the result. Because of your desire to help. To help others.
So actually we do have such occasions. We will be waiting for 2 hours or 3 hours. Almost we are planning to wrap up the thing for the day. Suddenly 3-4 Bhagavad-gitas will go. People will come and defy.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's quite amazing sometimes that people take so quickly. Sometimes you wait so long, no one takes a book, and then all of a sudden, people are taking books.
Yes, correct.
So therefore, a big part of book distribution is you pray. Don't give up. Don't give up. You got to pray a lot. Krishna, please help me to be an instrument. Please help me to understand how important these books are. Please give me sincerity. You have to pray. Most of book distribution is about prayer. You have to take shelter of Krishna. That's the mercy of book distribution, of preaching. We can't do it on our own. We need help from Krishna. And another thing that really helps, you have to read the books. If you don't read the books, where are you going to be inspired? Prabhupada is connected to Krishna. He's there completely. Krishna's speaking to him. Prabhupada said that Krishna is dictating to me. I didn't write these books. Krishna wrote these books. So you have to, if you read Prabhupada's books, you become inspired. You become enthusiastic to distribute books. Because you also get connected. Prabhupada said, the pure devotee does not have a material body because of his being surcharged with the identical interest of Krishna. So Prabhupada has this identical interest with Krishna. So if we connect with Prabhupada, we also get surcharged. We get this transcendental electrocution. You know? We get electrified by this connection. It's like if you have a hot wire, you have a copper wire, and you're connected, and someone touches you, you become shocked, right? And someone touches him, he gets shocked. And someone touches him, he gets your whole line, 100 people, everybody gets shocked. So if we read Prabhupada's books, then we also get this, we get surcharged with this transcendental electric energy. And then we're able to convince people to take books. 95% of our ability to distribute books is in our own consciousness, our sincerity, our desire. Because Krishna says, or actually Prabhupada says in the purport, he says, Krishna, upon seeing the sincere effort of his devotee, inspires the people from within by his causeless mercy. So Krishna enlightens the people from within because of the sincerity of the devotee. So the person, many times, devotees, Sankirtan devotees have had this experience that they're distributing books and the person will say to them, you know, I never go this way. I don't, when I turn to go this way, I'm thinking, why am I going this way? I never walk this way. But then when they get the book, oh, this is why. They understand. Even the karmas say, oh, okay, that's why I came this way. So Krishna, he enlightens them upon seeing the sincerity. Or sometimes we're distributing books and they're coming this way and the devotee distributes a book to him. Then after he gets the book, he goes back the same way. Usually when someone, you stop someone going this way, they go that way. Because they're going, you know, right? But he goes back the same way. They get bamboozled, you know. Krishna just like bamboozles them, you know? Because of the sincerity of the devotee. So, and you might ask, well, what do you say to distribute books? Prabhupada replied, if you're sincere, Krishna will inspire you from within what to say. And if you read the books, you find out things that are nice to say when you distribute books. But Prabhupada gave a very good hint on how to distribute books. He said, everybody is attracted to art, right? Practically everybody likes art. That's why he's got so much art in the books. Especially if there's a message in the artwork, people are really attracted. Sometimes people get the books just because of the artwork. They're very attractive. You know, the changing body, we've all seen this, you know, picture a million times, you know, the changing bodies, right? But someone sees it the first time, like, wow, far out. Or the five senses, the chariots, the five senses, the horses. People really, they love that picture. People buy the book just for that picture. Many times. So show the pictures to the people. They're attractive. So I was just reading today, Prabhupada said that Shastra, it actually controls our activities. If we read Prabhupada's books, then we know what is the right thing to do, what is the wrong thing to do. So these shastras control our activities in a very positive way. Now, most people are controlled by their senses and their mind, right? Because they think that they're their mind, they think that they're the senses, right? So they're totally controlled by their mind and senses. But we know we're not our mind and senses. We're the eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna tells us what to do in his books. So we're controlled by this knowledge. And if we're controlled nicely, if we actually do what Krishna wants, then we go back to Godhead. Right? Ya shastra virum uchtritja vartate kamakarta na sasadhim abhatam na sukam na padam gati. Krishna says, those who discard, who reject the shastric injunctions out of their whim, out of their foolishness, they cannot achieve perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme goal of life. So these are the things that we're giving people. That's what these books give. Perfection, happiness, and the supreme goal of life. They go back to Godhead. So that's the value of these books. Therefore, this book distribution is so important. Prabhupada said there should always be given stress on book distribution. Always. So it's so important. When Prabhupada was leaving his body in 1977, he only wanted to hear the book distribution results. And not just the country or the temple. He wanted to hear each devotee's name and how many books they distributed. He didn't want to hear any other, he didn't want to hear any other letters, nothing else, just the books. Because Prabhupada had so much compassion, he derived so much pleasure. He said, this gives me life when I hear of the books being distributed. This gives me life. So we cannot fathom how important this book distribution is. And it's beneficial for those persons who are getting the books. Very beneficial. That moment that you approach someone, that you're speaking to someone to give them a book, is the most important moment of their life. Because for so many lives, they've been going through this cycle of birth and death, suffering, the threefold misery. Now finally, they're getting a chance, an opportunity to understand the absolute truth. To understand their relationship with Krishna. So important. So therefore we have to be really sincere. Prabhupada said also, if you chant your 16 rounds uninterrupted, you'll get spiritual strength. We have this Brahma Muhurta, auspicious time. I understand you're going to be one Sunday out of each month, right? You go out. You all go out after Bhagavatam. That's very auspicious. Very nice. So, at least that day, have all your rounds chanted before you go out. 16 rounds. And attentive. Hear very attentively. So that's another thing about book distribution. It gives impetus to get serious. Because, you're going out there on the front lines. I got to be strong. So Prabhupada said that when you distribute books, it's like you're declaring war on Maya. So when a soldier goes out on the battlefield, he's ready, he's in good shape, he's strong, he's got his shield, I'm talking about now, back in the days of yore, not now, they go out with their guns and not like that, actual kshatriyas, where they have their swords and they got their shields, they're ready to fight, their power. So they got their armor on. They're like ready for battle. They don't go out to the battlefield wearing their gumshoe. It's not going to work. So if we go out on book distribution and we don't have good sadhana and we don't you know, we haven't read nicely, we haven't chanted around, then it's like going out on the battlefield with your gumshoe on. You're not ready. So before you go out on book distribution, read also. Chant your 16 rounds and read. You get spiritual strength. Before I go out on book distribution, I read Bhagavad Gita, I read Srimad Bhagavatam, chant all my rounds before I go out, because I know it's not easy. It's not easy. But it can be easy if you're fired up. And it can be really nice. By far, the most ecstatic experience I've ever had in my life was on book distribution. By far. It's a wonderful activity. Because you're starting people out in their spiritual life. Glorious activity. Now I have a question for you. Do you know about my book distribution newsletter that I send out every other day? Any of you know about that? Okay. Well, I have a newsletter I send out every other day, and this has stories. I'm sending out a story soon about Malaysia. Nilamadava Prabhu. Many of you probably know. Staunch book distributor. KL. So, before I leave, maybe you could start it now. You can put your email. Get a paper. Write. If you want to be added on, actually what would be even better, I'll just write my email on that board. I'll just write my email on that board, okay. And if you want, you can just write me, and then I'll add you.
Okay.
That'd be easier. Otherwise, you got to do a lot of writing. Yeah.
Is it the first Bhagavad Gita is some Texas speeches? Some of them are probably Tamil Bhagavad Gita. Some of the Texas music.
Some of the texts are missing? Dr. our BBT manager here. That's not my department. So there's another thing I wanted to read here. This is by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Quote, I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted devotee will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpses of every individual in this world. Unquote. So Prabhupada got his mood from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He told Prabhupada, he said, if you get money, then print books. So he was, this whole wonderful mood that Prabhupada has of preaching came from this great Vaishnava, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They had the marble in the temple, the new temple, Bagh Bazar, opulent temple. I'd been there, it was amazing. Just walking around, it was such a historical thing, because I remember hearing how he was said, there was so much fighting amongst the devotees about who could have this room, who would get this room. He said there was a fire in the mat. He said better we take the marble, sell it, and print books. So this is his mood. 64 temples were in India at the time that he left this world. It was the most prominent spiritual movement in India. Very powerful acharya. And he called book distribution the Brihat Mridanga. Brihat Mridanga means the great Mridanga. Brihat means great, big, big Mridanga. Just like here, they were playing the Mridanga. Maybe someone could hear it outside, maybe not. Can't hear it too far. But the Brihat Mridanga, the books, someone gets a book here in JB. JB, right?
Yeah, JB.
JB. And then they, you know, they're tourists or something, and then they read the book in America or England or something, they become a devotee. So many people I know got books from me, and they became a devotee in another country on the other side of the planet. the one person I distributed the book to from Australia. I was in America. And he went back to Australia. And he wasn't interested, so he sold it to a bookstore. One lady bought the book in the bookstore. And then she read it and she became a devotee. And when I visited Australia, she said, "Your name is Vijay?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, this book was originally by you, because I used to sign my name in the book." So she saw my name there. And so the book ended up in Australia. He didn't read it, sold it to a bookstore. She bought it. She became a devotee. So books are going all, they're going all over the place, Because the books are personalities. They're actually deities. They're Krishna. One time some book distributors, they wanted to install deities in their van. Prabhupada said, "Not necessary, you just worship the books." So that's another thing. When we distribute books, the books are going in people's homes. That's like having a deity in their home. Very auspicious. And there was even a devotee, Vaisheshika Prabhu. He used to tell people when they would say, "Well, I don't read, give it to somebody that'll read it." He would say, "Even if you don't read it, still it'll create auspiciousness in your life. Even if you don't read it." And it's a fact. They give a donation, they take a book. We can't even come close to understanding how auspicious it is that they have a book in their home. So, very important. Another thing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he said, quote, "Every single door must be knocked on at least once," unquote. So you have a lot of doors to knock on here.
A lot of JB. Gates are there.
Gates are there. Can't knock on the door. Anyway, there's some doors you can knock on. And Prabhupada says in his books, I looked on the folio, 90 times in his books, in conversations and letters, door to door. Door to door. Very good. And there's so many. What is the population here in JB? 2 million? 1 million?
2 million.
But the whole area is very big, I hear.
No, this is only city.
The area.
Half a million.
No, I think it's more. I looked on it's like 4 million or something. Just the whole area here. Isn't it?
State.
But just the area. The suburbs, the suburbs.
Suburbs.
You got JB and then the suburbs. How much? 3-4 million, yeah. A lot of people. So plenty of people to approach. And the result of this also is that new people come, isn't it? They get books and some people become attracted. Just like all of us, we became attracted. So some people will become attracted and they'll come. And it's always nice to see new energy, new people coming, It keeps things fresh, You see the same devotees. Of course, it's nice to see the same devotees all the time. But when you see new people coming, then that's encouraging, inspiring. See if there's anything else. So one thing is book distribution is sometimes a little difficult. Some of you might experience that. But it's good because the difficulty we undergo in preaching Krishna consciousness is the price we pay for pure devotional service. It's the price we pay, this difficulty. Because by this difficulty, then we take shelter of Krishna. Queen Kunti, she prayed for difficulty. Because in this difficulty, I take shelter of you, and by taking shelter of you, I overcome birth and death. Right? So it's good. It's a blessing in disguise. and I think it's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says the greatest the greatest benediction upon a devotee is to be put into difficulty. To be put into difficulty. Because there's a saying, I don't know if you have this here, that there's no atheist in a foxhole. Okay, can the children maybe play outside? Yeah. You've heard the saying, there's no atheist in a foxhole. You understand what that means? Foxhole means that during a war, in a battle, they dig a ditch. And the men are in the ditch and they shoot from above. So it's called a foxhole. Yeah. So the saying is, there's no atheist in a foxhole because he's shooting and the bullets are flying over his head. So it's very dangerous. So they're all praying to God. Please protect me, God. And they're shooting, but they're also praying. You know? Please protect me. So the saying is, there's no atheist in the foxhole during war. So, when there's difficulty, we take shelter of God. Very natural. Chatur vidha bhajante mam jana sukur. Chatur vidha bhajante mam jana sukur. How does that go? Anybody know that verse? Artha gigyasa arthati gyanicha bharatarsapa. That there's four types of people that surrender to Krishna. Those who are distressed, those who are desiring money, those who are inquisitive, and who are looking for knowledge. But I think most people come because they're distressed. Kali Yuga. A lot of anxiety. So it gives impetus to take shelter of Krishna when we go out on book distribution. So is there any other question or comment?
Sometimes we go, we book book tables. The children are the first to be attracted by our book table. When children come, at least they want to buy small books like 1 ringgit or 2 ringgit books. But what happens is the parents do not desire. They just pull or somehow they take away. And some of the children are so good, they cry and somehow come and get the books. This happened recently in the one of the book table book tables. So the child was asking for a book. We showed the book. It was something like a coloring as well as a story. And the parents took her away. She cried somehow. After half an hour, they came and brought the book.
Mm-hmm. Saved by the child. Yeah, children are more interested. They're attracted. They notice something pure when they see it. So what to do? There's a saying, also you might have heard this, it's hard to bend old branches. You heard this? Yeah. Or to teach old dogs new tricks. Right? So children are fresh. They're not polluted, contaminated by material nature. And therefore the youth, it's easier for the youth to take to Krishna consciousness than it is the older people. Okay, so now it's 9:25. My throat is a little, it's feeling the distress of the material body. Gotta deal with this. So I want to thank you very much. And I hope you have all success in becoming number 3 this year in Malaysia, and hopefully eventually number 1. So I'll put my email up there, and if anybody is interested in getting this book distribution, it's called BDN, Book Distribution Nectar. So what's going to happen is I'm going to send this, your email, to a devotee who's in charge, and he's going to write back to you to reply. All you have to do is reply to the devotee that wrote the letter to you, and you're added automatically. You'll get the nectar, it's really nice. You'll be inspired. Go out there and do big, hopefully. Hare Krishna.